The presidential election is not quite over in this hemisphere's other giant democracy. People in Brazil voted over the weekend. The incumbent, Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, was barred from seeking a third term. His chosen successor won the most votes, but it looks like Dilma Rousseff fell short of a majority, which means that the former Marxist guerrilla turned economist may face another round. NPR's Juan Ferreiro reports from Rio de Janeiro.
More than 135 million people voted in a crucial election, one to find a successor to Lula. His mix of social programs and prudent economic management helped to make Brazil a more prosperous country. The bells of a nearby church summon people to mass here in Rio de Janeiro. They might as well have been calling people to vote. João Magdaleno is a 49-year-old restaurant manager who stopped to talk moments after casting his vote in a local school. He said that on his way to vote here in the Fátima neighborhood, he ran into people sleeping in the street. He said crime needs to be curtailed, but he says things are still way better than they were, thanks to Lula.
Eu voto na Dilma. Eu não tenho como dividir meu voto na presidência. É Dilma ou seria Marina também, uma segunda opção.
He said there's no way he wouldn't have voted for Dilma. That's Dilma Rousseff, the tough, competent bureaucrat who was Lula's chief of staff. He was soon echoed by Agir Paulo José. He's 60 and is a doorman.
Lula é o seguinte, é um senhor que veio, é humilde.
He said Lula is a humble man from the lowest classes who got to where he got and did things we liked. Dilma has his vote, too. By evening, with nearly 100% of the votes counted in this continent-sized country, it looked like she had a solid lead, 47% of the vote. Her main challenger is José Serra, a former governor who was trailing at 33%. Still, Rousseff did not have the 50% needed to win outright. That means an October 31st runoff with Serra, one that analysts and polls say she'll win. In another neighborhood, Laranjeiras, solidly middle class, some residents express concerns about Lula's government. They may have denied Rousseff's bid to win in the first round. People like José Fusa, a retired engineer.
Social, saneamento, saúde, educação, esses são os grandes, né?
He says the country has many needs, but that resolving them always gets blocked by corruption. Corruption that he says is a part of Lula's Workers' Party. Accompanied by his wife, he says he didn't know much about Rousseff.
Eu conheço a Dilma recente, de jornal, quando ela passou a ser ministra da Casa Civil.
And she adds that Rousseff is a campaign creation. Rousseff, speaking on national television late at night, seemed to acknowledge that problem. She told Brazilians that she'll now focus on providing details about her proposals to fight poverty and further development. Juan Ferreiro, NPR News, Rio de Janeiro.